Thank you, Karen, and thank you everybody for being here this afternoon, here on the last day. You're really a robust group to still be here. I'm the least likely ERC director. I'm a lung doctor by training. I'm not trained in occupational medicine, but I've done it for 20 plus years. And I think there are many people like me. Actually, I'm not trained to do many of the things that I do for a living, but that's okay. what I'd like to do with the next few minutes in the context of the theme of this meeting, and I think what you'll hear from the other speakers, and I want to thank Dave for a wonderful setup for this, is we're going to talk about, in the context of social justice, how do we, as ERCs, promote diversity as one of the pathways to improving our reach to the full range of occupation, of workers in this country. What do we, in fact, how do we go about attracting people to careers in occupational health and safety who will then go out and do the heavy lifting of working directly with a very diverse American workforce? And so as part of that, what I'd like to do in the next few minutes, is share with you what the new kid on the block at the Mountain and Plains ERC is doing. And I was describing to someone at this meeting that we were funded 3.5 years ago. So we went through our first 3 years, our trial run, we passed muster and we've been renewed for the next five. And it is great. It's wonderful to be in that position. And one of the things that I describe this is we went through our infancy, and now we've sort of jumped into our adolescence, very quickly into adolescence. So we're rough around the edges, we're a little awkward, we are at times petulant, often reckless, and very excited about everything we're doing. So, and I think that describes our ERC for anyone who's had any engagement with us. And I might add that we have a lot to learn, so it's part of the reasons for being at this session and having all these experienced ERC people here is that we can learn a lot from you. So let me just share with you a little bit of how we've approached it. You can see across the bottom of here our major partners, and they range from the University of Colorado Denver, where our ERC exists within our School of Public Health, which as of this week is the 45th accredited School of Public Health. The Colorado School of Public Health, which is a collaboration between CSU, you can see Colorado State University down there, University of Colorado Denver, and also UNC, University of Northern Colorado, which doesn't really have much going on in terms of occupational health, but our other partners as an ERC are Denver Health, National Jewish, and University of New Mexico. Maybe it'll be this bar. The arrow bar?
Yeah.
We'll try the arrow forward. Just keep pushing buttons. So the, maybe you have to hit an escape and start it again. Right click. Oh, there we go. Right, so as an outline, what I'll do in the next few minutes, I'd like to describe what we see as our regional challenge. And talk a little bit about our planning on how to address the issues of improving diversity. A little bit on the use of logic models, a tool for planning and action to achieve our goals, and how we've developed these tools to evaluate and improve on what we're doing and some of the challenges. And this picture in the corner shows some of our students. Actually, you can see you can't really see them, and probably he's grateful, but Ken, you can raise your hand. There's Ken, our outreach director. Ken Scott is on the left, and that's a bunch of our students who were in an elevator going down into a molybdenum mine last year. So go ahead and we'll try clicking the next one. This was the map that you're looking for, and what I've done in blue is to indicate the region where we try to contribute. And one of the things to understand is that when a new ERC starts, and there hadn't been a new one in about 10 years, when a new one starts, everyone says, well, where are they working? We've already carved up all these states. And our approach was to say, well, time out. There's far more to do than any one ERC can possibly do in a region. And certainly that was the message that the folks in Utah conveyed to NIOSH when we came in with our application, as did others. And so we try to contribute to the improvement of worker health and safety in the Dakotas, in collaboration with the folks in Minnesota, in Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, and to the extent that we're working with Native American populations of workers in New Mexico and Arizona. And we have collaborations actively with our neighboring, our ERC neighbors, including Washington, Utah, Minnesota, Iowa especially. So so that's where we sit. And I have a couple of different spots there because you know, I've tried to represent Denver and Fort Collins. And if you want to talk about challenges, Fort Collins, where Colorado State University is, and four out of our five training programs live, is about 65 miles north of here. And you know, afterwards, you can certainly ask me questions about how we achieve interdisciplinary coordination, which is a challenge. Go to the next slide. So you know, these are some of our kinds of regional needs. We have issues around just the geography of our region. If you look up in the upper right corner, we certainly have Native Americans working in a variety of industries. We have issues with methamphetamine labs and the responses from law enforcement. We have major producers of various products that come to the food market. We have issues around natural gas exploration and drilling. That bottom left corner is an illustration from the western part of the state in Garfield County. We have ranching, but that picture I just thought, for those of you who have come out here and didn't see buffalo, those are buffalo, those are bison. And where I came in the early 80s to Colorado and found out about occupational health as a lung doctor was from Kay Kreiss, who at the time was, now is at NIOSH, but was in Colorado at the time, and there was work going on in hard rock mining, and that's actually from one of our molybdenum mines. Next slide. So, you know, what are the issues that we face? In our region, to put this in context, if you look in Colorado, it's a somewhat different makeup in terms of looking at underrepresented minorities. I'm just using Colorado as an example for the West, because it varies state to state. But we're about 4% African American at last census, about 20% Hispanic, I'm sure that number has changed, and about 1% Native American in Colorado. If you take where our training programs are, you know, four out of the five of our training programs are up in Fort Collins, that community is represented in that lower left corner. And if you look at the students who are in the undergraduate and graduate programs just at Colorado State University, you can see that there's not a very good matchup at either the undergraduate level nor at the graduate school level if you thought that what you needed to do was to have an approximate match between the population, and that probably includes the population that's at work in a state, and the students who are likely to enter graduate programs in occupational health and safety. In fact, when we started this ERC, we were running about, you would say by self-identification, our diversity was about 10%. And at this stage, about 4 years later, we would, by self-identified, we have about 15% of our student body who says that they come from various diverse backgrounds. So,
can I get you to clarify a little bit? Why do you say there's not a good match? It's like a good match to me.
Well, you know, I think if you look at Colorado being roughly 20% Hispanic, and if you look at the undergraduate and graduate programs at CSU, for example, it's not to pick on CSU, you know, you're looking at 6%, 4%. So I think that, you know, that's probably where the greatest disparity still lies. And so we can go on to the next slide. But thank you for asking that. These are our training programs. We have five. We have occupational medicine, and that's down here in Denver. At Colorado State University, we have industrial hygiene, health physics. We're actually the only ERC that has a health physics program. There are some TPGs. We have ergonomics, and we have occupational psychology, and there are two in the nation that do that. There's Florida and ours. So it's an interesting admixture of training programs. To the next slide.
By the way, I have forgotten to say that, of course, as the ERC changed, we went down to two required out of the four.
That's right.
And which is the way most of them are.
Yeah, and frankly, we were considering, could we help start an occupational health nursing program? We couldn't find the interest in this region to even initiate that kind of program in the nursing community. So among, when we started up, one of our goals was to recruit, was to set diversity goals, to recruit and retain students, faculty, and professionals in occupational health and safety who could represent the diversity of this region, with a presumption, and there is an assumption here, that, that these people would go back and be in their communities contributing to the welfare of people like themselves. And you know, I don't know if that's a fair assumption, but it is one of the underlying assumptions that I think we make. Before I go any further, because I know I'll run out of time, I wanted to make sure that you knew the people who really make this stuff happen. And our team, I think, represents how seriously we as a young ERC take diversity. Dominic Martinez is both the Director of Diversity and Inclusion for the whole University of Colorado Denver campus, but is our Director of Diversity, co-directs that with our parallel universe guy, Bill Brazil, who's up at Colorado State University, an industrial hygienist. Ken Scott, you met our outreach director, Dave Gilkey, up at CSU. Carol Brown is here and brings to us expertise in program evaluation. Kaylin Stinson helps in communications. Deborah Helitzer is our logic model guru. We rely on Deborah to help us systematize what we're doing. You'll hear a little bit about that. And Steve Reynolds is the deputy director of the ERC. We have relied a lot on our external advisory panel, our community included, and our students and faculty to come together and say, well, what should be our objectives and how are we going to achieve them in diversity? And we have taken the approach of using logic models to do this. I'm not here to give a lecture on logic models. That's a separate topic. But to begin, but basically we have taken logic models, and you'll see an example of it here, to really begin with a process, this whole process, with a list of what are the outcomes that we want? You know, what, where are we trying to get in the end? And then do a reverse engineering job on it. Basically to say, okay, well, what are our resources? What are the activities we're going to do? How are we going to create processes that help drive us towards our outcomes? And parenthetically, how are we going to evaluate whether these activities are actually working? Are we getting towards our goals? Next slide. And so this is a systematic visual representation of what would be considered the plausible and sensible method of how the program ought to work to solve the problem. And the problem we're solving is improving diversity. So how do we go about this? There's Karen Malloy. I'm sure she's delighted at that picture. And she has, by the way, some of the most fabulous jewelry. I think that's what happens when you live in New Mexico for enough years. It's great stuff. And you can see Cindy Becknell, who started out as our outreach director. There's Yvonne Boudreau in the background up there. So you can see that we had a variety of people, and there are students admixed in here. We brought our stakeholders together, and we did a series of, over the years, we've done a series of retreats and made diversity part of the objectives, trying to come out with some idea of what are our goals, objectives, activities, outcomes, and the metrics applied to diversity, among other parts of building a new ERC. This will be something which I guess will be available to people through the APHA website. But I just want to lay out for you, just in concept, how we have tackled diversity. So out of those kinds of sessions with students and faculty, stakeholders, we've defined our situation and defined our goals. And this is where you start this process of using logic models. And the situation, quite simply, is that we think that we have underserved populations who are disproportionately affected by occupational injuries and illnesses. And hence, we should be here talking about this as part of social justice. That these populations are unaware or not trained in occupational and environmental safety and health fields. These vulnerable populations include a diverse group in this region, significant subsets of Latino, Latina, and Native American populations in particular. Almost needless to say, the partners in the region are not well coordinated in addressing these diversity challenges. And it led us to a set of goals, the details of which I'm not going to go through today. This is more to give you a framework of how we've approached the problem, and we're eager for feedback. To the next slide. So you take up there in the upper left corner, I just described those situations and goals, and this is what ends up happening. What ends up happening is you work through a process fairly laboriously I'm not going to take you through, again, the details of this, but I want to go through the black and white headers. You start with that set of goals, and you say, okay, then if we're going to address this, what are going to be the resources? What are the resources that we have within the ERC, the internal, and what are our external resources that can be applied to addressing these goals? What are the activities that we wish to undertake using the resources that we have? How are we going to measure? What are going to be the process measures of whether those activities are resulting in some changes? For example, are we changing the percentage of trainees, staff, and faculty that have participated in cultural awareness activities? Have we changed the number of partnerships with those who are working with diverse populations? Are we changing the pipeline? Those kinds of things. And that then yields to the outcomes, both short-term and long-term, and then ultimately measuring our success in achieving those outcomes, including the long-term being that injuries, illnesses will be ultimately measurable and reduced in vulnerable populations. So that's conceptually where we're going. Before I leave this slide, at the bottom, I have just put in a black bar, and that probably should be black because it's a serious issue. The assumptions, and there are assumptions underlying every part of these models, and there are externalities that influence your ability to achieve any step along this path. Evaluation I put in yellow, and you can see the arrows that connect to the other logic models that we have for the different component parts of an ERC. So you end up with a kind of a grand framework, which is at a glance something that you can use as a tool for deciding how are we mapping our way through the process of achieving our long-term goals. To the next slide. We develop metrics of success, and this is an example of a spreadsheet of which there are many, in which we take from those logic models, we take those process and outcome measures, and we say, well, okay, how are we actually collecting this information? And who's collecting it? How often are they collecting it? How much time does it take to collect it? Because all of those things end up finally feeding back into the answer to the question, which of our activities makes sense to continue and which ones should be terminated so we can put our limited resources where we can have the most impact on improving diversity. So that's the model in a nutshell. The next slide. This gives you a context. There's Dave Gilkey with a group of undergraduates from their 10th annual diversity meeting. Dave Gilkey is on the faculty up at CSU and is one of the most enthusiastic guys for helping to address challenges in bringing everyone from the middle schoolers and high schoolers and undergraduates into occupational health professions. And just on my very last slide, as an illustration of one of our activities, for those of you who didn't get a chance to see it out in the exhibit hall, Holding Mother Earth Sacred, this photojournalism exhibition done by Earl Dotter and Cindy Becknell, and Cindy is in the back of the room there, if you'd wave your hand, Cindy. Marvelous illustration of what can be done with some of the ERC resources in order to help raise awareness, and we will be bringing that exhibit back to communities that want to know more and who actually participated in this project, which was really about Native Americans involved in renewable energy industries and putting that into a cultural context for them. With that, you have a little bit of flavor of how this young ERC is intending to address these issues. At future meetings, I look forward to being able to share with you our results so that we'll tell you whether we feel like we are achieving those goals and how over time we have modified our approaches in order to improve diversity. Thank you.